We'll do a review on the Kutta Sichas in Chelik Chav Beis. This is the second Sicha for the Parshas Tzav. It's a very lomdish, it's a Sicha, very intricate. It discusses the special korban, the korban mincha, the grain korban that the Kohen Gadol brought every day. Half of it he brought in the morning, and half of it he brought in the afternoon. Together, when the Oy Korban Tomid was brought, the Kohen Gadol brought his minchas, called the Minchas Chavitim. There's a whole discussion over here, what is the status of the Minchas Chavitim? Is it considered to be a communal sacrifice, which the Kohen Gadol brings, or is that considered to be a personal sacrifice? And it has many differences and many applications. The Rebbe actually also explains the Rashi in Chumash. Unusual, the Rebbe usually starts with the Rashi and then he goes to the other part. Here the Rebbe starts with the Gemara and the Rambam, and then eventually the Rebbe also explains it in the Rashi and the different Rashis, which become clear. And the Rebbe's insight in the Chlal in this whole process, as we'll go step by step. Again, it's quite an intricate and a lomdish sicha in the sugya of kochim, and the sugya of what is the chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, what exactly is the status. But let's go start from the beginning in order. Aleph. In Haitikev Sedre, in this week's portion, Vert der Zelt wegen dem Din, it relates about the law von Chavite Kohen Gadol. The Chavite Kohen Gadol, because they needed to fry it after baking it on the machvas, on the pan, it's called the Chavite. It's the Chavite of the Kohen Gadol. It's the special offering that the Kohen Gadol brought. As Yedin Tog, that every day, Tomit, all the time, this including Shabbos, every day of the week, Darf der Kohen Gadol bringen, that the Kohen Gadol needs to bring Mibesoi, Mimamoino, he has to bring from his home, meaning it's on his cost, as the Rebbe quotes from the Gemara in Menachos. So he has to bring, he has to pay for it, a korban mincha, which is a offering of a mincha, of a grain korban, of a flour, of ingredients, machatziso baboiker umachatziso baorif. Half of it is brought in the morning, and half of it is brought in the evening. Every day, the Kohen Gadol has to bring a korban mincha, chavite Kohen Gadol. So now, what happens if the Kohen Gadol dies? So there is no Kohen Gadol now. So it's obvious that you do, this is goes according to all opinion, that you still need to bring every day a chavite Kohen Gadol. You still have to bring that chavis once in the morning and in the afternoon, even after the Kohen Gadol dies. If they didn't have a chance or they didn't appoint yet another Kohen Gadol, you're still going to bring the chavit of the Kohen Gadol. But the question is, who pays for that? Is it brought once the Kohen Gadol is gone, so he's no more Kohen Gadol, he died? And therefore, you're going to continue bringing that korban, but it's going to come from the funding of the Lishka, the same thing as the regular Korbanos Sibur. All the Korbanos Sibur come from the funds that they collected from the Machzis HaShekel. They will also fund this korban chavitim of the mincha of the Kohen Gadol until there is a new Kohen Gadol. That's one opinion. The other opinion says no, that it continues coming from the assets. The sons or the Yershim, as we'll see soon in the Sicha, they have to bring the korban. Vi is their din. What is the halacha? Oib meis Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol died. Un loy minu achar tachtov, and they did not appoint another one in place of him. If they did appoint, the son of the Kohen Gadol became the Kohen Gadol, so then it will be no question, then he'll bring it. But if they didn't appoint, so there is a space between one Kohen Gadol and the other one. Isfaran in dem apluktos hatanoi. So we have a disagreement of tanoi. Mishel mi hoisok reva. From whom, who's responsible, whose assets was this carbon brought? The Minchas Kohen Gadol. Reb Shimon says, as Mishel Tzibur. According to Reb Shimon, the community brought it. Membrektas memomon Tzibur. You bring this from the money of the community. Und Reb Yehuda halt, and Reb Yehuda holds, as Mishel Yershim. It's the inheritors. The inheritors of the Kohen Gadol. Presumably, they will become the next Kohanim Gedolim. One of the children, one of the inheritors, but until the Yershim, until the inheritors come, they will have to bring the von Kohen Gadol, bringen dem Korban Mincha, and we'll see this will be part of the discussion exactly, the relationship between the Yershim and the Rambam, and the Rebbe brings it down with the father, with the Kohen Gadol. But the Mishnah nevertheless says that you bring in Mishal Yershim, the Yershim von Kohen Gadol, the inheritors of the Kohen Gadol, bringen dem Korban Mincha, they need to fund, they bring this Korban Mincha. Bis mis memane an ander Kohen Gadol, until you appoint another Kohen Gadol, until that time, the children, the Yershim, they bring the Chavite Kohen Gadol, the special Korban the Kohen Gadol. Now, what's the reasoning? Who's responsible? So in Gemara, werd gebracht a breise, was is mevair tama machloikis. The Gemara brings a breise which explains the reasoning for the arguments. They disagree how we learn it out from the pasuk. Now, in the pasuk it says, v'akoyin ha-mashiach tachto mibonei yaso iso. In the simple meaning of the pasuk, we're saying that once the Kohen Gadol dies, so the next Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol is referred to in the pasuk, the Kohen HaMashiach. He's anointed because a Kohen Gadol, as when he becomes Kohen Gadol, you anoint the Kohen Gadol. So the pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol, who is anointed, shall continue to bring this constant karma. It's the Pashto Pshat and pasuk, but the Rabbi Yehuda teaches it. Rabbi Yehuda darshan dem posik. He expounds the verse. The verse says like this: Va'koyen ha-moshiach, the anointed koyen, tachtov, who takes the place mibonov of one of the sons, because the son of the koyen gadol becomes the next koyen gadol. So the anointed koyen, the one who becomes the koyen gadol, in the place one of his sons, Yasa Oiso, will make this, will continue to do this Minchas Chavitim, this Korban Tomit that the Kohen Gadol brings. How does he teach it? So he darshes the posik, the Hochi Mashma. So he teaches it as follows: Hako Yena Moshiach Kishameis. So we're talking about over here a situation that Kohen HaMashiach, stop, the Kohen who was anointed, what happens when he dies? And then the pasuk tells you what we're supposed to do. Not the other one is made a Kohen Gadol. We're still talking, there's no Kohen Gadol. Tachtov mibonov yase oiso. That in his place, one of his sons should be doing it. That, so Rabbi Yehuda says that it's the sons, one of the sons needs to do it, bring the carbon, to continue bringing. So the Kohen HaMashiach is talking about the anointed Kohen, the Kohen Gadol died. So what do we do with the carbon mincha that he used to bring? Tachtov mibon yaseh oisa. Hakoyin haMashiach kishameis. Tachtov, Echad Mibanav Yaaseh Issur. So one of his sons should continue doing the karma until we appoint another karma. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda darshes the pasuk, and that's why it says it comes mishal yorshim. Or Reb Shimon learned arose from pasuk, and Reb Shimon learns from the verse. The pasuk says chukas oilam. This is an eternal statue. What does it mean? He says chukas oilam. He teaches mishal oilam. It's a statue for the world, meaning for the public, for the community. Mishal oilam, mishal tzibur mitrumas salishka. You bring it from the tzibur mitrumas salishka. So the Rebbe wants to say, first of all, the Rebbe wants to establish this korban that we bring after the death of the Kohen Gadol. No matter which opinion, whether Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, who pays for it, it's not like a new obligation. The Torah says, oh, okay, now there's no Kohen Gadol, we're going to make a new obligation of bringing a korban in the absence of the Kohen. Let somebody else bring the korban. Who brings it? The Tzibur or the sons or the Yershim? No. It's all, everybody agrees that this is a continuation of the korban that the Kohen Gadol brings. This is to continue until we bring the other korban. But it is for the Kohen Gadol. The only question is, who pays for it? From the Mloshen HaMishnah, from the language of the Mishnah, Mishal Mihoi Sokreva, from whom was it brought? Bal Derech Zeh von dem Mloshen von Beide Tanoim in Zeire Reid. And similarly, also in the language of both of the Tanoim, as they say, the halacha is mashma, is understood as the chiyuv hakrove midiraisa, that the obligation that we have to bring the orban, the chavite, koyen godel, that obligation minatoyra ven loy minu achar tachtov, when they did not appoint anybody in their place, so there is no Kohen Gadol now. It's not a separate, a different obligation. One obligation for the Kohen Gadol. Now the Kohen Gadol, there is a new obligation for a son, for the Tzibur. Punakrovas Chavitim, the Kohen Gadol Atzmi. So it's not a separate than the obligation that the Kohen Gadol brought by himself. Thus haste. That would mean that what? As the Torah Mechadish given noch achiyuv hakrovas achitim hachavitim ben meis Kohen Gadol, that the Torah came up with a new korban, that there is a novel korban after there was an obligation of the Kohen Gadol. So when he dies, there's a new korban. No. This is rather a continuation. It's the same category of the offering of the korban. The Kohen Gadol alone is as makriv as the Kohen Gadol brings itself. The Rebbe wants to bring out and saying this is not a different korban. From these machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, as what happens with the korban after the Kohen Gadol dies, the Rebbe wants to learn from that on the status of the Kohen Gadol when he is alive. And the Rebbe therefore says that the status that we're talking about over here, who has to bring the korban, is a follow-up to really when the Kohen Gadol brings it, what's the status of his korban? Is it an individual korban? Is it a community korban? So based on this we can say, as the plukta in Droshes HaKesuvim, this argument, disagreement in the expounding of the psukim, is farbundun mit haplukta. This is associated with an argument in toichen hakorban von chavite kohen gadol, in what is the whole idea, the content of what are the Chavite Kohen Gadol, what is their status, how do we define the Chavite Kohen Gadol? Also when the Kohen Gadol himself is makriv. So we have a disagreement whether that is considered an individual personal korban, or is it sort of as representative of the whole community. Here we see this two issues manifest itself after his death. That is because this is associated to the two possible ways or the disagreement. What is the status of the Chavite Kohen Gadol during his lifetime? And therefore, there also makes a difference after his death, as the Rebbe will continue to explain. So in Ois Beis, the Rebbe continues to discuss and to try to figure out what is the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Are they a... We know they're brought by the Kohen Gadol. He pays for it. But is it totally personal, private, or it is also similar and has similarity to a korban tzibur, which essentially it has actually both. Beis, v'negeya demgeder von chavite kohen gadol, as far as the definition of these chavitim of the kohen gadol, af al gapiyaze kumen mimamoinoi, notwithstanding the fact that they are brought from the money, personal money of the kohen gadol, undos zayner korban. This is referred to as the korban of the kohen gadol. We call it chavite kohen gadol, the chavite of the kohen gadol. Ken men kleden, but you can still try to figure out zayner in ganzen in gedder von a korban yochid, whether they are entirely defined as an individual korban. Others is einen kein korban tzibur. Maybe they are also a little bit like a korban tzibur. The Yeshloimar, the Rebbe says, we can say adas is farbundun mit taimei hakorban, that is connected to the reason of the korban. If the korban comes for the kohen gadol as an agent for the Jewish people, then it's sort of a community issue, is because he is a public figure and the Kohen Gadol, or it's meant to humble the Kohen Gadol, as the Rebbe says, for various different other reasons. Let's look inside. The Chinuch is Masbir. The Chinuch explains, Misharoshe HaMitzvah, what is the root of this mitzvah? Why does the Kohen Gadol bring it? Lefi shehakohen hagadol hu ashliach ben Yisroel laviim shabashamayim. The Kohen Gadol is the agent between the Yidden and the Father in Heaven. Kolemer. What does it mean, he's the agent? Ki hu hamnoiset tefilo elov ba'adom. He is the one that carries prayer to Hashem for him, for them, for the Jewish people. And through his prayers and through the act of his korbanos, miskaprim heim, they're atoned. That's why it is fitting for such a man, such a person, that he should always have a special korban, just like the constant korbanos of the community. And for this, it'll help him and them. That's from the language of the Chinuch. Loider hasbore kumtois, according to this explanation, it turns out, as minchas hachavitim, which is the tomit from Kohen Gadol, the mincha of the chavitim, which is the constant of the Kohen Gadol brings, is bishvil kaporas hatzibur. That is for the purpose of atoning for the community. Al derech vitmida hatzibur. That's similar to the constant of the Midim, the sacrifices, the oilos that we bring, which are meant as the constant korbanot for the community, and similar is the chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. Ubefrat, especially taking consideration as mizmakriv the chavite Kohen Gadol, that they offer these chavitim of the Kohen Gadol zusammen mit dem Korban Tomit, together with the Korban Tomit. This mincha, which was done on the machvas and called the chavite Kohen Gadol, is brought together with the Korban Tomit. That's one way. But the Rebbe says, However, aber mashma, but it's understood, umuvan, it appears and understood, as kama v'kama lernen, that many others learn, as the korban is farbundum b'lois mit and koyin godel atzmi, that the korban is associated only with the koyin godel himself, als yochid, as an individual. Und wie sie is verstandig von kama v'kama von the taimim, as we can understand from many and many of the reasons, was the meforshe taima mitzvah sein and masbir, the commentaries who give reasons for the mitzvahs, they explain. Ledugma, the Rebbe says, say for example, the Barbanel bringt kama v'kama, he brings many reasons, umehem of them. He says, kidei lahachnis lifnei Hashem ba'anove u'besimone dalus, in order to bring in before Hashem with humility and with signs of being poor. Ke'oni ve'evyein, like a poor and a very poor person, hanitzav lifnei adin kol ha'oretz, who is standing in front of the master of the whole world. We know that when you bring a korban of flour, that's meant for dali dalus, people that are very poor, they can't afford by the korban oil of yoyre, they can't afford a better korban. So the kohen gadol brings this poor korban to show humility and to show signs of being poor, because before the master of the world, we're all poor. Another, Sherotza Hashem Shechol Yoim Yiyu Krevim Lefonov Korban Yochid, Hashem wants that every day we should bring an individual korban, the korban tzibur, and a community one, we bring two korbanos, chulu, derech klal v'derech prat chulu, in a general way and in a specific way. That's why we have the two korbanos, the korban tzibur. So this all tells us, this is a private, personal korban of the kohen gadol. So based on these two ideas, when the Kohen Gadol himself brings the korban, we can say that's why there's a difference what happens when the Kohen Gadol passes away and there's no other Kohen Gadol. Yesh loymar as the pluk tahanal, the above machloik is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. When Kohen Gadol shemeis, when the Kohen Gadol dies, un lo yminu achar tachtov, they had not appointed another place, another Kohen Gadol will take his place. Who was it brought from? Is tolu in the tzvei sugi taimanal, that hinges on the two categories of the reasons that we say why we brought the Kohen Gadol, why we brought in any event to begin with. Is it as an agent of the community, or it's something that the individual needs to bring his own? If we are going to accept as the korban from Kohen Gadol, that the korban of Kohen Gadol is al derech v'akorban tzibur, it's similar to a public offering, daf oiskomen, so it needs to turn out. It comes out, therefore, as when it's nitokin Kohen Gadol to bring in them korban. When we don't have the Kohen Gadol to bring the korban, so who is going to bring that korban? Dafer gebracht werden von dem tzibur atzme, v'momen ha-tzibur. Then it has to be brought from the community himself, the money of the community. Oh, but if we're going to accept as the korban kohen gadol hot nitken shayches zum tzibur, that this kohen gadol korban has not a connection to the community, it is just the kohen gadol's, it's a personal nareres farbundum in kohen gadol als yochid, but he is, it's tied, associated with the kohen gadol as an individual, darf demult, so that's case in fall, in the case when meis kohen gadol, when the kohen gadol dies, the korban gebracht werden for the yershim, then it needs to be brought in according to the, by the yershim. So these are the two ideas of a chavitim for the kohen gadol, whether it's really similar to a public, and therefore when he dies and there's no, we bring it from the public, or it's a really a personal, and therefore when he dies, it's brought from the family. And the Rebbe is now going to explain with this explanation also a difficult piece of Rambam in Ois Gimel. Ois Gimel. Apia now, based on the above, as loit shitas Rab Yehuda darf der korban gebracht werden mishel yershim. that the korban needs to be brought by the inheritance, der far, why are the inheritance bringing them? Was der korban is verbunden mit dem kohen gadol atzmo, because the chavite kohen gadol are associated with the kohen gadol itself, that werden verstandig der loshen Rambam in der Hanocha Hanal, we will be able to understand the Rambam's language in the above halacha. The Rebbe is going to bring down the Rambam now, and he's going to point out two things that seemingly are difficult in the Rambam, but now that we're explaining that this is associated with the Kohen Gadol itself, explains the Rambam. The Rambam paskent, the Rambam rules, meis Kohen Gadol b'shachris. This is a situation not where he dies and he didn't point another korban, but he died in midday and he has to bring one part in the morning and other part in the afternoon. So the Rambam rules, meis Kohen Gadol b'shachris achar shehikriv chatzi ha'isorin. If he dies in the morning after offering a half of the isorin, v'leiminu koyen achar, and they did not appoint yet another koyen. So he says, mevim hayoshim isorin sholim avur kaparosei. So the inheritor, the inheritors of the koyen gadol will bring only a half of there, so they'll bring their other half. So it should be a sorim sholem avur kaparosei, for the atonement of the kohen gadol. These words that the Rambam says for the atonement, who was talking about a kohen? We didn't know that the kohen gadol brings chavite kohen gadol as a kapore, and this is for his kapore. Is lechayre nit move on? What is der toichem for der hisofer? What is the idea, the content, the meaning of this addition? As the yorshim bringing them korban avur kaparosi, that they bring it for the atonement of the kohen gadol. Umfum vanet nemt es der Rambam. Where does the Rambam know this, that this other thing is a kapore? Nor der beer in them. But what is the explanation? Is there mitzvah that Rambam undeiten den tam? The Rambam is trying to point to the reason. For vos is der din as mevin ha-yorshim? Why is it that the yorshim bring it and not the community? The community should bring it. So the Rambam says, because it's kaparosa. But the Rambam ayo tam for vos is the dinas mevina yershim. Why do the yershim bring it? It's because it's a kapore. It's something to do with the kohen gadol himself. But before the Rebbe explained another issue we have. The inyan oisa bazeh. We have another point here. The lechayre. The words of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah are a little different than the Pasuk. In the Pasuk it says, the way Rabbi Yehuda darshans, he says when the Kohen Gadol dies, one of his sons should bring it. But the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say one of his sons, Rabbi Yehuda says the Yorshim. From them was Rabbi Yehuda is Mishane fun Loshon HaPasuk. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda changes from the language of the verse, Mi bonov yase oiso, from the sons will bring the Minchas Chavitim when the Kohen Gadol dies. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Unzokt Yorshim. He says the inheritors bring it. Is verstandig. It's understood what he's also saying here, as dos meint nit davke bonim zchorim, that this does not mean necessarily boys. In the Pasuk it says, me bonov would mean like one of the sons, the boys. Now, the difference is, a boy, conceivably, if he becomes the Kohen Gadol, he could become the Kohen Gadol. He brings also a regular Minchas Chavitim from a Kohen he can bring when he becomes a Kohen. So there could be a possibility, maybe they bring it. But the Rambam writes from the Rabbi Yehuda's words that he says Yershim, he wants to say no. Even if it's not a son, even if there's only daughters there. The Rebbe explains in the parenthesis. Sons, if we just learn, says you're not only son. Sons have a special status. They are also within the definitions, they can bring a minchas chavitim. Goes without saying, if one of the sons is fit to fulfill the Kohen's place, so he'll become the Kohen Gadol, so even though before they appointed him Kohen Gadol, he already has the potential to be a Kohen Gadol, to bring a Minchas Chavitim. Unvert später der Kohen Gadol, and then later on, he becomes a Kohen Gadol. So that's more clearly understood, that he can bring the Kohen, but even a regular son, not a filu bon of stam, just a son who's going to remain a Kohen Hedjit. They are Kohanim and they'll remain plain, not Kohen Gadols, just remain ordinary Kohanim. Bringen doch Minchas Chavitin b'yoyim shenischanchu. So they also bring a Minchas Chavitin of the Kohanim at the day that they are inaugurated, when they become, start doing their kahuna, they bring a Minchas Chavitim. So there is a connection Minchas Chavitim. So the Rabbi Yehuda wants to tell us, no, not only boys, not only sons who have a connection with Chavitim, nor afilo if their Kohen Gadol hot nitkein bonim zechorim, even if the Kohen Gadol has no male sons, Uzayne Yorshim, Zayne Bonus, and his inheritors are sons. Darfun Zay bringen the Minchas Chavitim. So the daughters have to bring the Minchas Chavitim. They are Yorshim because they mainly Ben. So the daughter, the daughter gets the Nachla. So the daughter has to bring the Korban Chavitim. That is the meaning from Rabbi Yehuda saying Yorshim versus Bonus. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? In the Basik it says Mibonov. It's Sarichiyun, so we need to understand. Where does he take this novel idea? As Oich Di Yorshim, Stam, Oich Bonov, that also these inheritors, which means generally all Yorshim, which includes the daughters, Dafim Regen them Korban, have to bring this Korban. Unit nor kim furish because of Bonov, and not like it says clearly, the Pasuk says sons, doesn't say inheritors, does not include daughter. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? For Entfer does the Rambam, so the Rambam answers this, as der Korban is nit fun un als the Yershim mitzad atzmai. It's not of, and it's not the Yershim on their own, they're bringing it. Nor avur kaparosoi, that is associated to the previous koyin. It's not a new thing for them bringing it because of they're bringing in the till we have another koyin godel, they bring it for the other koyin godel for his atonement. Those was the yershim bringing them korban. The fact that these inheritors bring the korban is to leave the kapara from the moedish, that is to atone for the one who is inheriting them. Val chavite koyen godl is an inye from kapore from koyen godl, because these chavite koyen godl are a idea, is atonement. That's taka atonement koyen godl. That's how Rabbi Yehuda knows, and that's why, because that's the whole idea of the chavite koyen godl according to Rabbi Yehuda. Is as nit ageder fun zeir korban. It's not the children's or the. It's the father's nora korban. From them moirish, it's a karma of the inheritor. They bring in as yershim, they bring them karmam shalaviyam, the father's karma. It's the father. The father continues to bring the karma through the children. So when he dies, they're bringing in the inheritance, bringing his karma. That's why that's the whole idea of the carbon of the Kohen Gadol, Chavit Kohen Gadol. Nevertheless, what do we see in here? We see that the Kohen Gadol carbon has a personal part to it. And we can also say that this is something which is a carbon tzibur, as we brought from the Chinuch before, or the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says that the sons bring it. And because of this, we will also be able to understand, the Rebbe is going to go over now to explain the difficult pshat in Rashi on these psukim. Dalet. Loitun biyur hanal in chavite koyen godl, according to the above explanation, in the chavite koyen godl, ez zeinen in geder fun kein korban tzibur, that they are in the definition, and they are like a korban tzibur, so we can also say that it is a personal korban shel hakohen gadol. So there is two possibilities that we understand now, that Rashi wants to point to one of the ways that to make it very clearly that that Rashi believes that it goes like Rashi is trying to tell us that the Rebbe will learn that it's a korban tzibur, like Rav Shimon says, and not like Rabbi Yehuda, as we will see after the Rebbe will explain all the various different Rashis in the Hemshech, in the continuation of the Sicha. So that's what Rebbe says. Because we have both possibilities. The Pirush Rashi from Pasuk. What Rashi is trying to tell us that this is not a korban yochid, but it is a korban tzibur, like Rabbi Shimon. Rashi is mighty the verter hamashiach tachtov mibonov, the anointed one, the kohen hamashiach, in the place of the Kohen Gadol from his sons. On his mefarish, he truths around HaMashiach Mibonov Tachtov, the one who is anointed from his son in his place. Rashi just turns around the word Tachtov Mibonov to Mibonov Tachtov. What is Rashi accomplishing here? The Rebbe is going to ask. Und danach ist mighty Verter, and then afterwards he brings the words of Kolil Tachtov, that it's completely burnt. That this minchas chavitim that the Kohen HaMashiach brings is totally burnt as an offering on the Mizbeach. Unis mefarish, how does Rashi explain that? Ein nikmetzes. Most of the time, when we bring a regular korban mincha, you do the kemitza, you take with the fingers, and you there, and you bring that on the Mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. But over here, Rashi says, Ein nikmetzes. You don't do kemitz over here. Liyos shireho necholim, so that the leftover, after besides the kemitzah, that is eaten, it's not done. Kolul toktor el kulu kol, you bring it all on the Mizbeach. Okay, that's what Rashi teaches over here. So that the korban mincha, the minchas chavitim from the kohen gadol, instead of usually just taking a kemitz and burning it on the mizbeach and the rest is eaten, of here is kolul toktor. So the Rebbe wants to explain the two Rashi. So the first Rashi is in ershten dibur nit verstandig, and the first Rashi is not understood. Vi meforshim zane medayik, as meforshim already asking. Vos vil Rashi vi pirushe, what does Rashi want with his commentary? What is it consists on? in Hipach Seder HaTevis in Pasuk, he just switched around the words of the Pasuk. What does Rashi mean here by saying not Mashiach Tachtov Mibonov or Mashiach Mibonov Tachtov? What is Rashi gaining over here? What does it mean to change from Mashiach Tachtov Mibonov to Mashiach Mibonov Tachtov? We'll see as the Rebbe will explain all this very beautifully. Was werden mit nishtane oder nitoys of what is changed, what is added in Avonas HaPosik and understanding the verse. Euch in zweiten Dibur is schwer, also in the second Rashi, we also have a problem. Was ist Rashi Machadosh? What is Rashi novelty here? What is he coming to teach us something new? Pashtos von Kolil Toktor, the simple meaning of totally burnt. Hot nor ein Obteich, it can only mean one thing. As is doing, as mis dos in ganzen Maktir. Agabe ha Mizbeach, that you are totally burnt on the Mizbeach. As blood gor mit lachila, there's nothing left for eating, so it's all burnt. So why does Rashi have to say that the leftover is not eaten? But it means kol toktor, means you burn it all. Nochmer. Furthermore, Rashi uses the word kolil without explaining what it means. Rashi aleinu chifrir gizogdem loshen. Rashi himself already used the loshen. Ein li elo minchas Yisrael shim nikmetzes. I only know it applies to a minchas Yisrael which gets kmitza. Minchas koyin shul kolil. Rashi says the word a koyin, so it says a koyin's mincha is totally burnt. Un is der meinit moisi biur. It doesn't add the word kolil means that it's all on the mizbeach because you don't eat the leftovers. Rashi doesn't say anything. Hastas, why Rashi says the word kolil? As men first ate be pashtos, was kolil made that it's self understood what kolil means. As men fabrendem ganzu korban, that you burn the entire korban. Ein was daf Rashi do mevayr sein? Why does Rashi need to over here explain mit der ganzen Ariches and going into the whole lengthly? Einik metzes li yeshirel necholim. That the kmitza is not, you don't do kmitza so that the leftovers are eaten, elokulako, it's all burnt. That means kolum is all burnt. Why does Rashi have to go in and tell us what it's not? It's all burnt. And we see Rashi said to use the word kolil by the minchas koyin and he had no problem with it. And then weiter, if a posik shel acher is in the next posik, it says v'chol minchas koyin kolil tia lo tocha. Over there, it's talking about regularly when a koyin brings a korban mincha. Again, over there, it's kolil tia. It's again, it's totally burned lo yseyochel. Over there, you don't eat it at all. A mincha, any mincha from a koyin, you don't eat. Is Rashi mefarish the word kolil? Rashi says what means kolil? Kulo shovel legavoye. It's all equal to Hashem. So over here too, why is it to move Yosef? Fnei nutzt Rashi the word kolil on kein shum pirush b'ze. First, Rashi used the word kolil without any interpretation. Just says the word kolil means totally burnt. The nochis mevayra dus meint eni kmetzes chulu. Then it means that it don't take kmitza from it. Well, achri kol zen. After all this, Taishtera stopped the word kolil, and then Rashi says what kolil means. It's all for Hashem. What's going on here? The Rebbe explains it now beautifully in Ois Hei. That there's actually a difference. The Minchas Koyin, the regular Minchas Koyin, when the Pasuk says Kolil, over there you didn't even do Kemitza. You burnt it all, the whole carbon. By the carbon of the Koyin Godel, you did kmitza, but the shireh is not necholim, but there was kmitza over there. And the reason for the difference is because the korban of the Kohen Gadol is not just a personal korban like the Kohen Hedyut, which has no kmitza, and saying he's a Kohen Gadol, but a Kohen Gadol. But the Kohen Gadol's mincha is as a representative, is like a tzibur. And because it's a tzibur, it doesn't have the status of a personal Kohen, which is ober, there's no kemitza there. It has the status of a korban tzibur, which has kemitza. Still, because it's brought by a Kohen, it's kolol toktor, so we don't, but you do kemitza. And that's the difference of the three lashonos, as the Rebbe will explain. And this all is based on the language of the pasuk. The shaila in pasuk was Rashi bavormed is, what's the question in the verse that Rashi is answering here? The shinui haloshen in the tzvei pesukim is the change of language in the two verses. Pasuk says differently in the verse when it talks about the kohen gadol, and the works when it talks about the chol minchas kohen. In the Mishnah Pasuk, in the first Pasuk, when v'esretzich vegan minchas ha-koyin ha-mashiach, we talk about the mincha of the anointed koyin, the koyin gadol's mincha, state over there it says, kolil toktor, need to burn it fully. Toktor, it's burned. In Zweiten Pasuk, v'esretzich vegan chol minchas koyin, so over there it says it's fully burned. If it says state kolil ti, it should be all. Not burned all, but kolil ti should be all. Whether toktor, just the burning, is completely, or bechlal, it's a complete, that there's not even, as the Rebbe explains, kemitza. For the Mishnu in the Psukim is Rashi medayik. From this change in the verses, Rashi learns, derives, ados zayin and tzvei bazundere inyonim onifanim in kolil. These are two separate ideas and different ways in kolil. That's emphasized and explained in the length of Rashi's language. Kolil toktor is Rashi mefarish. When it says kolil toktor by the Kohen Gadol, Rashi explains, "Ein nikmetzes li yisrael nacholim alakula kolil." It's not made koimetz to the extent that you should eat the shirayim. But you do the kemitza. It's kula kolil, but you make the kemitza, but it's all burnt. With the length in his language, Rashi makes clear his intent. As kolil toktor, when it says burn it all, does not mean to negate the idea of kemitza. Kemitza darf zayin, there needs to be kemitza. It's such a kemitza in which the leftovers are not eating. So there is kemitza, but you burn it. You also bring it on the mizbeach, which is koimetz korev la'atzmoi v'shirayim korev la'atzmam. They are burnt. It's the opinion of the Gemara that each one is burnt by themselves. You do kemitza, and they're burnt separately. Koimetz kopsanamat, und das ist der Pirush von Kolul Toktor. As outside the koimetz, side the shrine, and Nikter of Mizbech, that both the koimetz and the shrine are brought on the Mizbech. Der zweiter kolil tiyah, but when it says kolil tiyah, v'shteyt by kol mechas koyin, which is by mechas koyin, is perusha kulu shovel legvoya. It's all equal to legvoya. Is der min in der mincha is nitokif an undertale. There is no separation. Oif a koymetz on if shirayim. There's no koymetz, no shirayim. Nor is yivert in ganzen nikter v'shove legvoya. This is entirely offered legvoya. You don't even do kemitza. Since the berhoyp nitokin kemitza, is at all not kemitza. Kolul tia, it remains totally as he like kolul bavios as is. You don't do kemitza and you burn it as it is in melachatchil. And this will also explain the Rashi's, what Rashi is trying to change around in the words over here, to make clear what's the actual reason for this. Oizvav. Vav. My time from the Mechiluk Tzvishon Minchas Kohen Godel or Minchas Kohen Stam. What is the reason between a Minchas Kohen Godel, which you do Kemitzah, and the burn the Shirayim and the Kemitzah together and separately, or we never do Kemitzah in the first place, the Minchas Kohen Stam, which doesn't have Kemitzah? Is a pianal siv base based on the above siv base for standing the pashtus. It's understood very simply. Rashi nemton dipshuta shel mikro. Rashi accepts in the simple studying of the verse, in the literal meaning of the pasuk, as the chavite kohen gadol was kumen tomid bechol yoim, that these chavitim of the kohen gadol, which come constantly every day, it's not defined as a korban was the kohen gadol bringt als yochid, that the kohen gadol brings as an individual. It's zelben sug via minchas kohen stam, in the same category as a general minchas kohen. Nor mit ay sofer as dosis farbunde mit kohen gadola, but it's a kohen gadol. But this is a kohen gadol. So you have a kohen bringing and you have a kohen gadol bringing. So this is an additional kohen. No, that's not it. It's not the same category. It's not just a little different, but it's a different category. Nordos is a korban. Rashi learns that this is a korban was a bringt al shliach from Klal Yisrael, that he brings as an agent of Klal Yisrael. Al derech with the korban tomit. This is similar to the korban tomit. Ke'ein korban tzibur, like a korban tzibur. Now we understand Favos Rashi learned as Chavite Kohen Godel Davon Hoben Kemitza. Why Rashi learns that the Chavite the Kohen Godel need Kemitza? Well, this is not a gather fun a Minchas Kohen, nor al derech ve Minchas Tzibur. That's not defined as a Mincha of a Kohen, but this is similar to a Minchas Tzibur, to a community mincha. Ube meile darfes hoppen kemitze, like a mincha ve tzibur. Nitz kemitze, azwe vi alle andere menoches, was werden gebracht ufe misbeach, like all other menoches that are brought in the misbeach, they do kemitze. So how come it's burnt then? Nor vi bald as lepoil, since in actuality where the mincha gebracht durch ein kohen godel, it's brought through the kohen godel, hot as der far oicha is damos vi shtavos, it also has a comparison. It is equals out to Michas Koyin as Ein Shiro Necholim, that the leftovers are not eaten. So it has some similarity there too, but mainly you do Kemitza like every Minchas Tzibur. But at the end of the day, it's brought back in Godel. It's also similar to Michas Koyin, which you don't eat the Shiraim, but you do Shiraim, we do Kemitza. And this explains the Rashi's change of wording that we asked before. My time is Rashi Oich Magdim BePerusha BeTchilas HaKosuv, and that's why Rashi also introduces in his commentary in the beginning of the pasuk, he changes it Akoyen Amashiach Tachtov Mibonov Uniz Mishane, and he changes Mefarish. That means that he explains Hamashiach Mibonov Tachtov. What is Rashi telling us over here? Rashi is telling us how to teach the words Hamashiach Mibonov Tachtov, that the word is not a koyin Hamashiach and then stop Tachtov Mibonov, that his son like Rabbi Yehuda darshans, but rather Vahakoyin Mibonov Amashiach Mibonov. So it's not the Mashiach Mibonov and the Tachtu is on the Bonov. Let's see what Rashi, the Rebbe explains. Der Midvil Rashi Shelu Zayn im Shute Shel Mikro Dem Pirush for Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi is coming to reject the interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda in the simple meaning of the Pasuk. Lefi Pirush Rabbi Yehuda Kum Tois, according to Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation, it turns out as the word Mibonov The word from his son, the word tachtov, is not kosher to the word Mashiach. It's not Mashiach mibon, it's Mashiach nor tsuyase. The koy Mashiach dies, and then the son of Texas mibon brings the korban yase. Nishach zavod Mashiach nor tsuyase again. And the pirush pasuk is kinal. What's the meaning? Vakoyin a Mashiach stop. If he dies, eber his meis is what happens. Then it describes what you do in that case. Tachtov mibonav yase isa. Darfum bonav bring in the korban mincha tachtov. That would be according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, unafal piyas der pirush is lechayda vayt from pashtus. Hakosuf, this is sort of far away from the simple meaning of the verse. Voltobe given an orzu zogun, they may have said, as their mit was the posik zog them seder. You would think maybe the Torah also hints to this. On shtot mi bonov tachtov, instead of saying Mashiach mi bonov tachtov should become a koyin, the koyin of Mashiach mibon of tachtov, the Mashiach from his son tachtov in his place, should bring the korban. So the Torah says tachtov mibonov is coming to hint is the purpose of manam is noch adin noisav from pirush haposhuk from posik. In addition to this simple meaning of the posik, that the following son who became the koyin godel, as the noch kumen diker koyin, the Mashiach da bring a chavit the koyin godel, that the following anointed Kohen, the Kohen Godel, has to bring the Chavit Kohen Godel. He would have said, why does the Torah say, as Kohen Godel Shemeis, that a Kohen Godel that dies, bring in Bonov Zayin Korban, that's Vidas Rabbi Yehuda, his son, that's why it says in the Pasuk, that they should bring, Mibonov Tachtov should bring it. Bidas Rabbi Yehuda is Rashi Shel than Pirush in Pshutu Shel Mikra. Rashi therefore rejects the Pshat in Pshutu Shel Mikra and learned as is Kilu as Volt Mut Chatchila Gishtan in Posik, as if it was said Chatchila in Posik HaMoshiach Mibon of Tachtov. That means it's all the Mashiach who is Mibon of Tachtov. It's all talking about, it's not that Tachtov should bring it. HaMoshiach Mibon of Tachtov. Men is it Mafsik Tzuvishu Mashiach Umibonov. We're not interrupting between Mashiach and Bonov. The Koyen Mashiach was his Mibonov Tachto. We're describing what, who is the Koyen Mashiach. He is from his sons underneath. Abernit Bonov Stam. But not Stam Vorm Rashi Emton. Because it was only the obligation, it's not a family obligation. But in Rashi, it's an obligation only on the Amashiach Mibon of Tachtov, those who are in his place. Abanit Bon of Stam. But in Rashi, Tonkenals, Chitika and Godel, Kumenals Kaporev and Klal Yisrael. Under Koyen Godel brings out Shliach from Klal Yisrael. They come as atonement for general, for the Jewish people, and the Koyen Godel brings them as an agent of Klal Yisrael. B'meile, Hotnitkin Ort. And therefore, it doesn't make really fit as Kohen Godel Shemeis is Bonov, that the Kohen Godel who died, Stam's sons, who are not going to be a Kohen Godel, the Chazai Nitkin Kohen Godel, Nitkin Shluch of Klal Yisrael, they're not agents of Klal Yisrael, so I'm bringing them Korban, should bring the Korban. No. It has to be the sons that are Kohanim Gedoylim. So it's the Bonov Metachtov who become Kohanim Gedolim, they bring it, but not Stambon. I mean, I guess, but what happens until they appoint the other son? Okay, then you bring him Mishal Tzibur, that's the Reb Shimon, but that's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is talking only about the Kohen Gadol who takes his place. So therefore, a Kohen Gadol Shemeis shouldn't tak it. The Rebbe says, don't tak it, don't bring the korban. Even is the tzibur will bring the korban if there's no kohen gadol at all. But the pasuk, it's not a personal. It's a bun of only if it's a kohen gadol, but it's not something personal which family members inherit. The Rebbe says even the daughters, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam brings down. And the Rebbe now will explain something unique about the Karbonas Chavitim. Oizai, Apia now, as the Chiluk Tzvishon, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is aplukta in them gather from Minchas Chavitim. Based on the above, that this is Machloikis is disagreeing, what is the definition of chavitim? Oich when the kohen gadol alone brings the mincha, even when he brings it himself, yesh levayer noch achiluk in the makrovas achitim. We can explain another distinction when you brought the chavitim. The Gemara frekt. The Gemara asks, v'Rav Yehuda chokoylo may ovidle. The Gemara explained that according to Rabbi Shimon, how does he know that you bring it from the tzibur? It says in Pasuk Chokoylo. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the sons bring it, or the family bring it, the Yershim bring it. So what is he going to do with the Pasuk Chokoylo, which seems to imply that Shaloylo comes to the tzibur? And the Gemara answers Chokoylo Tei, that this should be an eternal, always, that the Kohen Gadol will always bring, the Mebonah will every time have to bring. Why do we need a pasuk like that? We already know that a Kohen Gadol brings it all the time. That's what the Kohen Gadol, the original Kohen Gadol, the father Kohen Gadol, brought it all the time. So the son also. Why does the pasuk have to tell you, Chukah Lo'ilam Tehei, that it should be forever such a rule that the Kohen Gadol needs to bring it any day? His Toisus Masbir, Toisus explains, the Hava Mina Adrin Makriv Chavitin Bechol Yoim. Because you think that Adrin brings the Chavitim every day, as the din is of Kohen Gadol. Ubono Bishosh Nasu Kohanim Gedolim. And the sons, when they become Kohen Gedolim, like the Pasuk says, Ubono Mitachto, when they become Kohen Gedolim. Even though they have already been educated, they were dedicated, you bring when they were Kohanim, so they do one when they become Kohanim Gedolim. Only when they become Kohanim Gedolim. Even though, what is the Pasuk telling you that they need to be bring the Minchas Chavitim Kohen Gadol? Because they became a Kohen Gadol. Now, we need a special limud that you bring it every day. And Toisus says, Rav Shimon Leslie Hai Svara, he doesn't hold of this Svara that we need a Pasik, that this should be all the time, that they might be exempt of bringing the korbanos, the sons bringing every day. He thinks it's obvious. So why do we have a pasuk of chukah loylum tei? It must be telling us. And now, what do we need a pasuk chukah loylum? That you bring it from Rav Shimon holds. You bring it from the tzibur. That's why he said bring it from the tzibur. So what is the idea that they're arguing here? Tzimifar state alein. Whether we understand, we don't need a pasuk. You understand it on your own. As mendarf makrizayim bechol yoyim echludoides, that also for generations to come, you'd have to bring the korban every day, which would be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. He says that. Would be one that we need it for all the time. We shouldn't think that you don't have to bring it only one time. And you know it on your own, and according to Rav Shimon, know it on your own. Other medavdur of him alimud biyuchad, or you need specially to learn it out from this pasuk, that this should go on forever. It does move on up here now, so we understand it based on the previous explanation. The avoidus hatmidius in mikdash zainen farbundu mitn tzibur. The constant avoidus in the mikdash are associated, tied to the tzibur. Vos tzibur is a metzias tmidius unitchis. The community, the public, is a constant and eternal community. With the din as tzibur leimeis, as the din is that a tzibur does not die, because there is always a continuation. There is always people of the tzibur. The riber, the das Rabbi Shimon, as chavite koyin godel zaynen al derech v'akorban tzibur. Since according to Rabbi Shimon, they are like a communal korban. Darf man nit habun kein libun miyuchad as der tzibui mincha tomid. We don't need a posik like Tosfos says. Shimon doesn't need a posik mincha tomid. Is euch le deures. Das ist bedeime zu korban tomid. Das wird nikr bechol yoim. This is similar to the korban tomid which is brought every day. So we don't need that posik. That posik is telling us according to Reb Shimon Mishal Oilom Hubo. Das Rabbi Yehuda Ober, but according to Pim Rabbi Yehuda, Baal, that does is a korban yochid. Since a korban yochid, the korban from Kohen Gadol Atzmi, it's his personal korban. Was by korban yochid gifint menit asmen as a zolkum and tomid v'chol yoyim. We don't find as an individual korban should come every day. The ribber dapen of malimut. We need something to teach us that the mitzvah akrov and the korban yochid of this korban yochid is chukah lo'ilum tehei, that it needs to be for always. That he needs to bring it every single day, because otherwise on our own we don't know that a korban tzibur, that this korban yochid of the kohen gadol is every day, and that's why he needs, that's why he learns it from that la'ilam tehei, from the pasuk chukah la'ilam. Apizei yesh leimar sereches. According to this we can say, as the chiluk is not nor in them tzimidarf oiv them hobna limud miyuchad. It is not only whether we need a special pasuk to tell us this, nor sis oich achiluk in them oifun vegeder hat midius from them korban. It's more than that, but it also makes a difference in the way and what is defined the continuous of the korban. Whether every day is a new chiyuv or it's a continuous chiyuv. Yeshlema, we can say, the chiyuvim tmidim of atzibur, the constant obligation on the community, is nit in an oifun. It's not in a way, as yeder tog is done, noch anayir chiyuv, that every day there's a new, an additional new chiyuv. Nor as es is do, ein chiyuv tmidi shunimchirach, but rather, there's one continuous obligation which continues. Just like the community is one continuous existence, it goes on and all the time. Canal, also the obligation is a continuous one. Same thing will apply to the Chavitei Kohen Gadol. If we say that they're similar to a korban tzibur, is the chiyuv akrovosei, then the obligation to offer it in an oifun for mincha tomid, that we got to do it every time. Ein chiyuv tmidi, one chiyuv tmidi, obligation to bring a korban. Korban minchas chavitim. Vos yischal oifim b'yoyim shenimshach v'nischanach l'aveda, which rests upon him on that day that he was anointed and he became educated for aveda. If makriv zayin b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, to bring every day and day. Al derech de chiyuv from korban tzibur tomid ala tzibur, similar to the obligation of the korban tomid on the community. But if we say it's an individual korban, the bald by yochid is nitot der in yanat midah. Yochid doesn't have this idea of continuous al derech v'atzibur v'sus lemeis, which is would be by a community which doesn't die, but the person does die and he changes. Darf man zogun. So then we have to say the chiv akrobah for minchas tomid, the obligation for mincha tomid, the constant main, as bichol yoyim v'yoyim, that on every day and day is doy from koyen godel. A separate new obligation
to bring the chavitim. Al pizeh bet euch sein verstandig die drosche satoy des koine of posik will understand the drosha that there's going to be a posik ze kol min arim b'yoy moshe chayisu goymer min chotomin. So he says v'zeh l'shoyne b'yoyim shenim shach from the day he was anointed maybe asira sa'ifa ad olam he brings a tenth of an eifa forever oy einoy oymer b'yoyim moshe chayisu. Or maybe the posik says on the day that he was anointed elo b'yoyim shenim shach maybe asira sa'ifa umafsik he take brings a tenth of the eifa one day and mafsik. Talmud loymar, the posuk says mincha tomit, has to be always. Hamani mekayim biyomi moshach oisay. So why does it say biyomi moshach oisay? Because it's all the time. Biyomi moshach meifi asira sa'ifa ad elam. On the day that he was anointed, he brings asira sa'ifa until ever. So chayin ain't moving. So it doesn't seem to be understood. Bos entfer der teiris kohanim. What is he answering? As the verter b'yoyim imoshach oisei lernen. As b'yoyim imoshach maybe chula ad elom. That you bring it every day. Why do we need the pasuk b'yoyim imoshach oisei to teach you that you bring it ad elom? As is volt gestanden b'lois mincha tomit. You would have said the mincha tomit volt men euch gewusst as men darf ständig bringen dem korben miyoyim when there is geworden a koyin godl yoyim moshach oisei, starting with that day that he became a koyin godl until ever. Why do we need the pasuk miyoyim moshach oisei? But apian al kamen zogun, but based on the book we can say as the teir koyinim as their teiras koyanim to toif, what he's coming to tell us over here, coming up with this idea as yeder tog ad eilom heista yoyim moshach oisei, that every day forever is the day that he was anointed. Der yom moshach oisei atzmei is nimshach. That the day he was anointed is continuous. This continues. But does gita hasbore in dem geder for mincha tomit. This explains what it means mincha tomit. If it just says mincha tomit, you do it every day. Maybe like an individual korban every day for the kohen gadol. But mincha tomit is trying to tell you that it's not an individual. It's a continuous. As the Tmidis by stating them was the other talk is the chiv to bring in them korm mincha, that you have to bring the korm mincha every day, vidos vod given the yom moshe chayis, as if it was the day he was anointed. What's the difference lahalocha? V'yesh loymar, adas izoich hanif anaf kemina lahalocha, this would also make a difference lahalocha. Loy der has borin them geder f'mincha stomid. This is the way we explain Minchas Tomid, that it's continuous, kuntuis. As the chavite koyen godlo was mizmakri b'chol yoyim, that when you bring it every day, is a gedder for Minchas Chinuch, that's a mincha of education, re-educating. B'yoyim moshach oisei. B'meila mokum loyimer, b'meila we can say, perhaps, as pung that koyen god tor lechat chila niton, kein avoido, he's not allowed to do any avoida, the koyen godlo, b'zer bring zayim Minchas Chinuch, till he brings his mincha of education, as he says, b'chol yoyim b'yoyim, similar every day. As a tor niton, a kopon lechatchila, to begin with, kein avoida eider bring the chavitim before he brings the chavitim, because it's a himoshach oisoy, a continuous that takes place every day, versus just bring another chi for bringing for the kohen gadol, bringing a korban chavitim every day. And the Rebbe says that this fits also with the teaching in the Likutei Torah. Test. There be ranal in them gather for minchas tomit. Loiter hasbora dos is a korban yochid. This explanation above, in defining what a mincha tomit, as we explain that it's a korban yochid, which would be like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. As the yom imoshach oisei is an inyan nimshach, as zoi as b'chol yom er tanayir chiyuf fun havoz korm chinuch, that the day, that every day becomes a new obligation of a chinuch, because the whole explanation that the Rebbe gave
is because we're saying that it's b'chol yom tamid. There's a new obligation. It's like a yochid. If it is a korban tzibur, then we said it's a general obligation. There's not a separate obligation every way. The way the Rebbe explained the Toiras Kohanim, that's according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a new chiyuv, it's a korban tamid every day. So as the yoimi moshech oisez arinyan nimshech, that you continue with every day, you have to be making a new korban. Azoyis b'chol yoim vertanay, azoyas b'chol yoim vertanay chiyuv from the boz korban chinuch. There's a new obligation. It's not a one-time obligation that is like by the korban tzibur, which continues forever, but new every day, individual. Izoich masir mit bir and lekutat Torah. This also fits with the explanation of lekutat Torah, the chassidish parsha, the chassidic portion, for 90 kevach from this week. The portion of Tzav. Afreg dortoy from Loshen HaKosuv b'yoyim Moshe Choyse. He asks over there on the language of the verse. It says b'yoyim Moshe Choyse, the day you anointed. L'chayra havelei l'meimor miyoyim Moshe Choyse. From the day, not on the day, but miyoyim, from starting with the day Moshe Choyse. Ma'achar shenemar achakach mincha tomid. It's not just that day, but it says mincha tomid. So from miyoyim Moshe Choyse. And the answer to this is G'day Sh'al Yidei Ze Yia B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim Ad Olam, so that it should be in every day forever. Gilui B'chinas U'Madregas Yoyim V'Moshe Choyse, should reveal that level of Yoyim V'Moshe Choyse. B'Yoyim V'Moshe Choyse continues. Unfirtuis Ados is V'Seshteit B'Korban Arin, that's about Mincha Tomit, the Hainu Ad Olam, that this is forever. V'Afal Pikein Ubechinas b'yom Moshe Choyse, still b'yom Moshe Choyse, beautiful, just like the Rebbe explained. Vadasim masim im amavur li'ila derech hanigla. This fits with what the Rebbe explained before, according to Nigla. As b'chol v'yom v'yom is dod der yom Moshe Choyse, that every day and day there is the day that he was anointed. This is Mesiches Shabbos Parshas Tzav Tovshin Chavov, Metzoyi Shabbos Parshas Tzav Tovshin Lamed Ches.